Unit 3. Recording 1.
China's Grand Canal, which connects the cities of Beijing and Hangzhou, is 1,700 kilometres long. It's the longest artificial waterway in the world and an important shipping route through the years. But what's more amazing than the length of the canal is its age. Work on the project began in the 5th century BC, more than 2,500 years ago. There was never a plan or budget for the whole project. A series of Chinese governments built and extended the canal in sections over a period of 1,700 years, finally finishing it in the 1280s. When they were working the hardest on the project, 5 million men and women were involved in the construction, mostly labourers but also engineers. Today, only the section between the cities of Hangzhou and Jinying, about 500 kilometres, is open for shipping. It is about 100 metres wide at its narrowest point. In some places, the canal is less than a metre deep. The Suez Canal in Egypt connects the Mediterranean Sea and the Red Sea. Work started in 1859. They thought the project would take 6 years, but they finished later than planned, in 1869, 4 years behind schedule. At one point, 5 million people worked on the project, mostly labourers, but also engineers, accountants, and project managers. Some sources say that at least 30,000 people were working on the canal at all times during its construction. The project ran 1,900% over budget. The total cost was $100 million. But it is still one of the most important shipping routes in the world. With a length of about 190 kilometres, the canal makes the journey between the North Atlantic and the Indian Ocean much shorter than going around Africa. It reduces the trip by 7,000 kilometres, making the journey less difficult and time-consuming. At its shallowest point, the canal is about 12 metres deep and 55 metres wide. The Panama Canal in Central America connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. In 1881, a team from France started work on the project after seeing the success of the Suez Canal. However, the Panama team had to work a lot harder than the Suez team. Construction in the jungles of Panama wasn't as straightforward as digging in Egypt's dry, sandy desert. In fact, the digging itself was the least challenging part of the job. Dealing with the heavy rains made work impossible at times. The team missed target after target, soon falling behind schedule. They finally gave up in 1889 when they ran out of money. 15 years later, an American team took over the project. Work on the canal began again in 1904. It took 75,000 workers 10 years to build the 77-kilometre canal, 4 years longer than the original estimate of 6 years. The team included engineers, specialised machine operators, and of course labourers. Finally, in August 1914, the first ship passed through the canal. Amazingly, although the canal cost $375 million to build, the project came in $23 million under budget. At its narrowest point, the canal is about 33 metres wide and 12 metres deep.